Track 1. Unit 1. Listening. Part 1. Multiple choice. Extract 1. You hear a talk by a toy designer.
As a little girl, I loved playing with dolls. I had quite a collection with at least 20 versions of one particular doll. Blonde, brunette, redhead, wearing swimwear, a party gown, or roller skates. And yet, despite their apparent diversity, not one resembled me in the slightest. They all had pearly white skin, ridiculously long legs, and pencil-thin waists. Not one had dark skin, nor were there any in trousers, let alone business suits or lab coats. As for non-standard body shapes, like the ones I saw in my own neighborhood, forget it. Now, maybe I should have felt bitter at being excluded so blatantly, but like so many other girls who don't conform to the stereotype, I simply accepted it as the way the world worked. From a very early age, I'd internalized the attitude that some identities are more worthy than others. But as I've matured, I've come to appreciate that if we don't stand up for who we are, no one else will. So, while it's certainly a relief to see today's dolls reflecting a much broader variety of female identities, including those living with disabilities, we're still a long way from true representativeness.
Extract 2. You hear a conversation between two friends.
Hey, well done on your big promotion, Pablo.
Thanks, but I can't make head nor tail of why they picked me. I certainly don't feel like a manager. More like a kid inexplicably finding himself crashing around in a world of adults.
Oh, come off it. No way would you have been promoted if you weren't up to the job.
Yeah. I reckon it's just that my incompetence has somehow slipped under everyone's radar so far. And when I get found out, it's going to be utterly cringeworthy.
Sounds like imposter syndrome, if you ask me.
You've lost me, Helena. What's that?
It's a common psychological condition where people feel like they're a fraud. You'd be amazed how many people experience it. Even powerful politicians and CEOs who seem super confident and professional.
Yeah, but in my case, it's genuine.
The thing is, we're all hopeless at objectively assessing our own abilities. Either we are wildly overconfident. I'm sure you can call to mind some examples of deluded individuals who are irrationally full of themselves. Or else, we're overly prone to putting ourselves down. If you really want to know how competent you are, ask your colleagues.
Perhaps you're right.
I am right. I'm always right.
Extract 3. You hear part of a radio news report.
A woman has been found guilty of fraud after faking multiple identities. Cynthia Braithwaite was arrested last year while working as a hospital surgeon. She is believed to have faked her credentials and may not even have attended medical college. Despite her lack of training, she's reported to have carried out numerous operations on unwitting patients. Hospital administrators were blithely unaware of the discrepancy until a fellow surgeon became suspicious of inconsistencies in her use of medical terminology. Upon re-examination, the glowing references on her CV, as well as her medical school certificates, were found to be forgeries. It is unclear whether any patients suffered adverse effects after being operated on by Ms. Braithwaite, but the fact that she remained undetected for 12 months suggests she did a reasonably good job. Had she been fired on the spot, as per hospital procedures, Miss Braithwaite would inevitably have vanished without a trace, only to reappear under a new identity in a new location months later, which appears to have been her modus operandi throughout her career. However, the severity of her deception and the risk to human life led to the police being called in instead. Based on evidence found in her flat, detectives were subsequently able to piece together her movements over the last decade, and the shocking scale of her history of deceit emerged.